a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you very much. Remind anybody giving testimony this morning to please sign in. But prior to going to work, I would ask our pages to come forward. We do have two new pages in. If you could come up and please identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Alan Sackan from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
And I'm Zach Knipp from Langford, South Dakota.
Thank you and welcome. You guys will have a great 2 weeks here. Which mind everybody's a courtesy in the audience. Please mute your phones. Welcome everybody on the internet. We do have three bills docketed this morning. And we will take them in that order. Prior to that, I believe we will have to ask for approval of minutes from last week. Thank you. We had a first and a second discussion on that. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carried. Next, we have first on top of our list is House Bill 1087. It's an act to provide criteria for enhancing ordinances or amendments thereto that have a retrospective application and to repeal certain provisions related to the enforcement of ordinances. Any proponents to House Bill 1087? Proponents to House Bill 1087, Representative Bercio, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. I am here to bring a very short and sweet message to you. We have found a non-legislative solution to this constituent's problem, and I would certainly entertain a motion to the 41st day from whoever would like to accommodate that.
If I could, prior to entertaining that motion, going through protocol, if I ask if there's any additional proponents to House Bill 1087. I don't believe so. Any opponents that want to go on record on House Bill 1087? Any opponents to House Bill 1087? Hearing none, I will turn it over to committee questions and or action on House Bill 1087. Representative Betty Olson. Representative Olson, do you have any comments on that motion to defer to the moon?
No.
Thank you. Committee questions on that motion? Hearing the Secretary will take the roll to defer House Bill 1087 to the 41st legislative day.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. House Bill 1087 is indeed deferred till the 41st legislative day.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Bercio. Next, we do have House Bill 1090. It's an act to revise certain provisions concerning the County Legal Expense Relief Fund. The prime sponsor is on his way, is excused, but I believe that we do have additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1087. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Proponents to House Bill 1090.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Dennis Feichert, District 3. This bill is basically a cleanup bill. If you read the bill, it was to be administered by the state auditor. And since 1992, this catastrophic legal expense relief pool has been administered by the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. And I served on that board for, five, 6 years probably. It was a very good program, was very well administered through the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners, and we would ask that the wordage be changed and that it become the responsibility of the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners to continue to administer this program. So thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Representative. Are there additional proponents to House Bill 1090?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Rich Satgast. I'm the state auditor for the state of South Dakota. I come before you in favor of the legislation that you have before you, and I wanted to give you a little bit of a historical background on it as well. The original concept of the County Legal Expense Relief Fund came about in around 1989. And at that time, there were a couple horrific murders that took place in South Dakota, one of them being in McCook County, where a band instructor was shot randomly by three men just while he was driving down the interstate. And there was going to be some huge costs to that county. And so the concept came about sharing the expenses of that through this pool. At the time that the legislation was brought, the legislature wanted to have a little bit of involvement, have the state have some involvement in overseeing the County Legal Expense Relief Fund. And in that, they came to the state auditor and asked if, for the first couple of years until there was, until it was seen that the County Commissioners Association could handle the responsibilities, the auditor was to be involved. After the first couple of years, the auditor turned it completely over to the county commissioners and has had no involvement since then. In a prior life, I was the director for Association of County Officials, and so I was intimately involved at the county level dealing with these expenses. And so at this time, I ask you to support House Bill 1090. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Satgast. Are additional proponents to House Bill 1090?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I am Bob Wilcox, Executive Director of South Dakota County Commission Association, and first I'd like to thank the previous two proponents for their assistance in helping us bring forward this correction that needs to be done today, and certainly just a brief overview of what the pool, the members of the pool are, and the number of claims we're handling every year. And unfortunately, it's a sign of the times the claims do seem to increase every year. But currently enrolled, we have 56 counties enrolled in the CLIRP program. And in 2009, we dealt with 15 claims to a total amount of dollars that we were handling was just about $750,000, $740,000 worth of claims from counties across South Dakota. So with that, I appreciate your favorable look upon the House Bill 1090, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Are there additional proponents to House Bill 1090? Additional proponents? Hearing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1090? Any opponents to House Bill 1090? Hearing none, we'll waive the rebuttal and turn it over to committee questions. Are there any committee questions? Are there any committee action or discussion on House Bill 1090? Representative Roush.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass on 1090.
Motion, Representative Roush, second by Representative Lederman. Representative Roush, any comments on your motion?
I think the testimony has was accurate. I think it's just something that needed to be cleaned up. It's been managed outside of the auditor's office for some time, and I just think it's nice cleanup.
Thank you, Representative Roush. Any additional committee discussion on the motion to pass on House Bill 1090? Hearing none, the motion before you is to send House Bill 1090 down to the floor on a due pass motion. Secretary, call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
You, House Bill 1090 having received enormous support is certainly passed. Representative Bikert.
I would move consent.
Discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? House Bill 1090 is on the consent calendar. Prior to starting our next bill, I do believe we do have some special guests or class out in the audience. Representative Rounds?
Mr. Chair, personal privilege, if I may.
Fire away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I noticed a large group of students that came in and found out that they are from James Valley Christian High School, and their advisor is Jory Whiff. So welcome to the People's House and the committee.
Yeah. And thank you, Representative Rounds, for acknowledging that. Next on our calendar is House Bill 1103. It's an act entitled to authorize the use of golf carts in certain municipalities. I believe that we do have a proponent ready, willing, anxious, and certainly able to provide testimony as a proponent on House Bill 1103. Representative Roush.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Roush from District 4. Today I bring before the committee 1103, which would be a bill that would allow municipalities permissively allow them to permit golf cars to run on their city streets. We've had some situations where gas golf cars, because of a combustible engine, have at times been able to get licensed through the county for the highways and or city streets, but not electric golf cars because they don't have a combustible engine. And we did not want electric golf cars out on the highways or golf cars, period, really, because they're not equipped to be on the highways. And so we were looking for a way to allow electric golf cars or all golf cars to be used within a municipality. And so allowing a municipality to do it by ordinance, not allowing them to be on highways, county and or state that run through their municipality, they can only cross that. We thought this would be a nice way to do it. The municipalities can do it at their own will, but by ordinance, so people obviously could refer it to a vote if they wanted to. This municipality will set their own fees for that. It will not require the state to do any licensing. There is some requirements in the bill that, of course, they'd have to have insurance. They'd have to have, according to 3215 and 20 and 321746, they'd have to be properly identified as slow-moving vehicles and required to have all the safety features that go along with that. So it's relatively simple. The municipalities are anxious, I think, in some cases to have this passed so that they can do this. And I would stand back for questions if you would have any. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Roush. Are there additional proponents to House Bill 1103?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we do rise in support of this. It's permissive legislation. Nobody's going to have to do it if they don't want to, and it's a nice thing that it just allows people to do a pretty convenient thing and do it legally. And so we would appreciate your support of the bill.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Additional proponents, House Bill 1103. Additional proponents to 1103. Hearing none, are there opponents to House Bill 1103? Any opponents? Hearing none, the chair will waive the rebuttal. Turn over to committee discussion on 1103. Representative Enderlinde.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, where does it say electric in the bill so that we know that it's differentiated between electric and gas?
Mr. Chairman? Representative Enderlinde, it is written that all golf carts could be permitted within the city, so we didn't want to make a designation between one or the other. Presently, some gas ones can get licenses and run on the highways because they have a combustible engine. We wanted to stay away from that. We wanted to stay within the city limits. But rather than separate them out, because we don't want any gas golf cars to be licensed, we want them all to just be permitted and within the city limits.
Additional questions, Representative Enderlinde? Additional committee questions on House Bill 1103.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Rausch, I have had some correspondence with my community, which does not fit the bill of a municipality. We are a community improvement district, and they also express maybe some other developments that might want this to occur. They have talked about amending this to include counties, or would that work, or if we use the wording community improvement district in addition to municipality, would that cover our community as well? Thank you.
I do not know how to word that, Representative. In this, I'm sure if we had specific boundaries for those developments and there was no county highways or state highways running through them, that would probably be allowed. I'm not sure who would do the permitting in those areas if they're a standalone and operating similar to a municipality where they have their own board and do their permitting. I'm not familiar enough with those, so they were not included in this. I did have conversations about in some township areas that have developments, but this would be restricted just to municipalities. I'm sure something like that could be added if we can get the wording correct. The one thing we didn't want to do is to get to a point where now you have them out on rural areas where speed limits are higher, where it's going to be more of, could be more of a hazard. Some of the township areas are spread out a little higher speeds, even though there's some development areas. And so we left that out completely at this point. Now, I'm open to those conversations, but I wouldn't have any amendment ready at this time. But it has a long process to go yet, so if that's something that needs to be looked at, I'd be open to that. But
thank you.
Follow-up question, Representative Lederman?
No, thank you.
Additional committee questions on House Bill. Representative Solberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Representative Rausch. You stated that gas-operated golf carts right now that are licensed, what authority do they have to operate at the present time?
Representative Solberg, my understanding is if they can meet the qualifications and actually get licensed, their license is very similar to a motorcycle license and then would be able to travel anywhere on our road system, municipality or otherwise, the gas ones. That's why we wanted to get away from the licensing and just make it permits, because the permits then would be within the ordinance of the municipality, and those would be the rules that they would operate under, not the highway or not be allowed on the highway at all.
Follow-up question, Representative Solberg.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So then if they have a gas-operated golf cart under this law, they shall not be permitted to travel on any state or county highway?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Solberg, if they have a license issued by the state, they still can travel on any road right now. This bill would allow a gas golf car that doesn't want to meet all the requirements to be licensed through the state to get a permit within the municipality and operate there. The state would, to run it on the highways, has a different set of criteria that they would have to meet in order to be licensed. Combustible engine is one, which is unfortunately how they can make that happen at the state level. They wouldn't have to meet any of those. They would have to meet the criteria of this. They'd have to show insurance. They would have to have the slow-moving signs on. They would have to do it according to these statutes. And then they would be permitted by the municipality. If they are out on the highway and are not licensed, they will be in violation and will be ticketed.
Yes, Representative.
Representative Rausch, what you're saying then is that there are some gas-powered golf carts that probably don't meet the criteria to be licensed on every highway, and those would then have the ability to be permitted in a municipality. Is that right?
That would be correct.
Additional committee questions in House Bill 1103. Additional committee questions. Hearing none, I'll open it up for committee action and or discussion on House Bill 1103. Representative Rounds.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1103.
Thank you. I had a second by Representative Curd. Representative Rounds, you have any comments you'd like to make on that motion due pass?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What this bill is doing is allowing permissive language for the municipality only. I don't believe this is something that the majority of municipalities in the state would undertake. I think it fits a niche out there for some smaller communities that would like to be able to implement this. And when you notice those that have signed on to the bill, I think there's specific communities in that part of the state that have an interest in this. As long as the municipality has wants to proceed with this type of ordinance and permit, I believe we should allow them to make that decision on the local level. So I would ask you to support a due pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. Additional committee discussion on that motion, due pass on 1103.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lederman.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to offer a substitute motion.
Which is?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add the words Community Improvement District next to the three times that municipality is included in this bill and also in the title. We have had there's four instances where municipality is stated. I would like the words or end Community Improvement District added to this bill. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lederman, clarification. That would be a substitute motion or in the form of an amendment to the current motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I ask again, which one would it be, Representative Lederman?
Substitute motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that? Motion failed. Original motion, do pass. 1103, additional committee discussion on that motion to send 1103 putt-putting down to the House floor with a due pass motion. Secretary, call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Excused. House Bill 1103 did, in fact, receive the unanimous support to go down the floor and do pass motion. That does conclude our agenda for this morning. We do have several bills that are in our hopper, and we certainly will schedule what we can for this coming Thursday. Additional committee discussion, interest, jokes to come before us? Hearing none, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.